2 years ago today, I was stuck and I was super depressed. And I was living in a loft in the city. Doesn't matter which city. I needed to change. I needed to make a big change. And I needed to take a big risk, because I was never going to be fully prepared in the ways you would assume on paper. I didn't have a career that was moving me to another city. I didn't have savings in the bank. I didn't have a line of credit. I didn't have any of this shit. I had a lack of self-worth, a lot of lack of self-love. And I knew that there was a starting point. There was a place I needed to get back to. And so I packed my bags. I sold all my belongings, put a few things in storage. And I found the place to live in a new city, in a new country. This is not an advice recording. This is not how you should do things. This is how I did things. This is how I've ended up in different parts of the world. Honestly, it's like you would think that you would get to a point in your career that you would earn all this money, or you would get a job, or you would go on vacation. But I never wanted to be a backpacker. I never wanted to just stay on a resort. I always wanted to embrace local culture wherever I was in the world. And I knew I wanted to travel. It's a dream for a lot of people. I understand that. But I wanted to create opportunities for myself that would allow me to get paid to travel. And I'm still working on it. But it's been 2 years. It's been 2 years of personal development, of soul searching. Listen, I had a career that was going, I don't want to say going strong, but I've been self-employed. Look, I've been just self-employed for well over a decade. And after 10 years, I kind of hit a wall. And I just wasn't happy. And I knew that I had to make changes. I had to take care of myself. And I was doing all the things that I thought, you know, fitness and eating healthy. And look, I mean, I had to get back on medication just to stabilize my well-being. And those were just early beginning steps. I remember looking out the window and seeing planes pass by. And for some reason, I just pictured myself on one. I mean, I pictured myself on one with money and on assignment, with more purpose than I had when I actually took off. And scared the shit out of my mother. She was definitely the first one who was like, what are you doing? You don't have this, that, or the other thing, and the things you need to actually go anywhere. And that's where I felt trapped. I felt trapped in the city and country I was living. And I don't name these places because it's not important where it was or where I've been, where I am today. It's the cycle. Suicidal ideation is definitely something, a point you can get to in depression. And I didn't know how to get out of it without making a huge change and taking a huge risk. And it's been a roller coaster. It's been a bloody roller coaster for sure. But with the lows come the highs. You know, it wasn't just running away from myself, but being wide open to discovery, finding new things, people, places, and things, and learning about myself, and willing to be open and willing to be vulnerable and not knowing what to expect. So when a lot of my life and a lot of my career has been in kind of survival mode, I think finding purpose in life, not finding your purpose, it doesn't mean you're going to come to terms with what you were put on this earth to do. And then just everything's going to align from finding purpose, things that you have not only incentive, but showing up. I think showing up for yourself and showing up for community, that's where I really found the balance in my life. And we used to live in community. I mean, we live physically in communities, hypothetically speaking, like a neighborhood, but doesn't mean that that's a community for you unless you're actually engaged and friendly with your neighbors, right? And get to know them. But mostly in the city, when you live in a city, you're like avoiding other people, which is the irony of it all. So the concept of living in community means you're sharing space and you're open and willing to be vulnerable and be more mindful of other people, which means you be more mindful for yourself and the practices you want to encourage and inspire yourself and each other to do better personally and professionally. And I think those are the benefits of living in community. And look, I mean, right as of today, like I've been hopping around Airbnbs. I've come to another country to help activate and support a community space of shared living. So that's been my new purpose. And I know I love to be a leader, but I like to lead by example. You know, I like to empower people. I love to mentor. I love to live and work around younger people. So I just wanted to make this kind of journal blog entry because I head back home after 2 years of self-discovery. And this is probably more for myself, but I wanted to mark it. I recently turned 40 years old and I'm staring at mountains and I'm staying on a river here, and it's incredible. It's like a fucking postcard. I've been doing a shit ton of gloating on the internet, don't get me wrong, because when I get to the city, I mean, look, I'm actually looking forward to seeing friends and family and having a reunion, and my sister's getting married, and it's going to bring together friends and family, and it's still a pandemic, you know. So while the world's still upside down and it's still very easy to isolate, I thought, and I have been on a pursuit of happiness, but then I realized recently that happiness isn't everything, because it's going to come and go regardless. You could find things that make you happy, but that's still not every day. And I'm realizing that having purpose, I think it's everything. And I think when you battle with depression and isolation, it's very hard to find purpose. And finding purpose on the internet, I mean, I don't say good luck with that, but we need that human interaction. We need that human engagement. I mean, look how hungry people are to just go out and be around other people, to see and be seen, you know? And that's why sports are great, brings people together, something to believe in. People love, I mean, look, the partying, people, look, the masks have come off, clearly. Figuratively speaking, I don't know. I'm hoping that we have been more vulnerable now, that humanity's been faced with such an epidemic. There's a new divide. The new religion is, you know, are you vaccinated or not? So there's... That's a whole other conversation, but I think I've found a lot of peace and gratitude within myself, and I feel even though I've got a lot to figure out with my work, even though I found passion, but to allow it to sustain and make it sustain, I've been on this journey for the last couple of years, and I think the pandemic has helped put everyone on a similar page to question all their values and what they want to do and what makes them happy. And are they happy doing what they, and can they even do what they want to do? And a lot of people can't go back to work because they need to get vaxxed. They don't want to get vaxxed. So there's so much still in question that we need to ask ourselves and each other. And I hope that, you know, I can go back home and rekindle relationships with friends and family that have been there for me for a long time, and I've just been sucked into my own vacuum for months and years, and I just want to be able to be more present with those people in my life and be honest with myself. So it's been refreshing to be able to be more vulnerable with myself and honest, even if I do share this stuff on the internet. You know, I think a lot of people that know me will doesn't mean they'll see it and watch the whole thing, but I think my journey is also to encourage other people that I know to let their guard down. And I think there's power in being vulnerable and being more vulnerable. So yeah, this is like 40, 24 months, 25 months, 26, whatever. And do I feel like a new person? Yeah, I don't feel like I'm the same person I was a couple years ago, for sure. And, you know, it's a bit of a time warp whenever I leave my hometown and I return to it after a period of time, that I my fear is being stuck. I don't want to be stuck in that same place again. I don't want to be stuck in my mind again. But I think what I've proven to myself is that anything is possible. You know, if I can do what I've done the last couple of years without the established career, without that bank account, and without, you know, those things that you probably should line up to do, to travel and experience life more sustainably. But, you know, I'm going back to recalibrate, and I don't think it's an end of a chapter. I don't think it's the end of my journey. The world is a bigger place, and man, I've learned a lot. You know, even places, the community I lived with in Spain, taught me about family values, and I knew that about certain European cultures, that, you know, sharing a meal or every meal together was like common. That's just how they do it. It's almost rude to go eat by yourself. And I love that. And I love those kind of family values. And to be able to travel. So the world's changing in a way that we can be more flexible and inclusive with how we live. I mean, I stopped subscribing to subscriptions, like 12-month contracts in life. It seems like that's what you need. The society's told us that you need to commit to capitalism for a year at a time, or you have no choices, right? It's like commit or figure it, or, you know, good luck. And, you know, I mean, in my 40s, obviously this, you can settle down whatever you want. People restart their lives at any age. I mean, consider people who have to get divorced at any age, okay? It's messy, it's layered, it's complicated, and they have to start all over again. So just because I haven't settled down physically, externally, I found peace and settlement within myself. And I think that's much more of value to me, to be able to move on with my life from here in a better headspace, right? So I don't know. I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to spit out in rhyme today, but I felt like it was an important moment to capture this kind of point in time. And honestly, like, whether this podcast goes anywhere or I even gain a following, I never really have. I'm committing to myself. I think that writing and recording and speaking and self-expression and being creative are all really important things. And when we're not doing that, when we're not vocalizing or expressing ourselves, we get stuck. We can go inwards. We can consume. We can overconsume. There's been a lot of overconsumption this past year in isolation. We don't know what to do with ourselves. You know, so it's not the greatest punishment humans have done is isolate someone. Even in prison, even once you're in prison, it's like, oh, you've been a bad boy in prison, we're going to isolation. It's the worst punishment. Dark, alone, nothingness. It's torture. So there's got to be a healthy balance. There's got to be a healthy balance of that isolation period. And I've been doing it, and it's not helped my mental health, but I've always felt like I need to be in a better place before I involve myself with the rest of the world. And I think that's from being self-employed and being a creative, isolating, it's like a cozy place. It's easy for a lot of people, but if bad habits are adopted from that isolation period, it's not going to be easy to turn the boat around. So I'm looking forward to seeing old friends and family, and we are each other's mirrors. That's the other thing we learned, especially family dynamics could be the most challenging, you know, because it's our egos that can get in the way or be triggered or react. And I've learned a lot of about myself and how I react and what was not serving me before and what issues come up when I do react in an improper way. I think South Africans have taught me not to be as reactive, to be quite honest. They've taught me to slow things down, to be a better listener. I don't know if they're good listeners, but the people I was working with, just they had a good temperament. And they taught me how to have a good, and so I just adopted that quality, especially when you're working with people and you're managing shared spaces. And it's, you know, it's an important value to have if you want to be integrated and if you need people to, if you need to set a good example. That's pretty much it. Anyways, that's my ramble. We're pushing 20 minutes here. I wish you could see my view. I feel like I'm living in a snow globe without the snow. I can't even explain to you the view here. And I go back to the big smoke. I go back to the city. Go back in a new bubble. But, you know, I think finding what makes us happy are the signs to our purpose and having purpose and serving with purpose. And I think even if you are going to make a living or pursue anything online or find that validation on the internet, which I actually think we should all have an opportunity to earn an income by trading our skills and passions and hobbies. We have so much to offer each other that there just hasn't been that platform or conversation for us to exchange, right? Capitalism will keep us in the system that we need to externally service something or someone else in order to provide for ourselves. In community, that's not always necessarily how it works. There's a lot more sharing going on. And I think there's a better way. I think there's a better way to live, and I've been living it. And I could do more sharing, and I want to do more sharing, and I want to implement these strategies. Honestly, I've been saying, I feel like Facebook could flip a switch tomorrow, and we could all be monetizing of what we know, of who we know, and what we can share and trade with each other. I know there's a marketplace, but that's like a yard sale, you know, Facebook marketplace. It is quick and it is good. I've been in different countries being able to like mostly sell things quickly that I need last minute. Just, okay, because you're always shedding when you move around a lot. You're always trying to get rid of stuff. So I think there's another way to live, and I think it can be done in community, and getting to know our neighbors a bit more is going to be important, and hopefully that's been happening for you. So yeah, I know there's been a silver lining during this past year of pandemic. I hate kind of stamping the timing of my recordings, but hopefully you've found something for yourself too. And it doesn't have to be the great, you know, career or a new thing that you purchased, or, you know, it doesn't have to, everything doesn't have to be new, but rediscovering and allowing yourself to be open to try new things and experiencing new things is part of growth, because when we're not growing, we're dying, you know, and that's easy trap to fall into. And again, a lot of people live in cities. A lot of people that would listen to this will be in a city. And cities are the easiest places to get trapped, to be honest. You know, in your home, in your routine, in your little neighborhood, and, you know, if you have kids, everything gets smaller and it's like a vacuum. So, yeah, and maybe I'm just 40 and appreciating nature more. I don't know. But I don't see myself permanently living in the city again anytime soon for an extended period of time. Coming in and out of them, I think, is fine for work and stuff like that. And in my 20s, it was like, no, the city's where it's at. I'm never leaving the city. This is, why would I do that? The convenience and the people. So I get that. And then my 30s, you know, I was still married to that idea. I'd already committed myself to an urban lifestyle. But now, you know, I want to be able to earn an income from wherever I am. And I still want to live within community. And, you know, I want to continue to express myself and capture my thoughts and feelings about my journey. And if you can grasp anything from this, amazing. Amazing. Go live your lives, is all I'm saying. I know we're still trapped. I know there's still this regulation. I know there's not a shit ton of opportunity. But it's a choice. Everything's a choice. And I'm choosing to better commit to myself, which I don't know why that's so hard. You know, it's easier to like give advice and help other people and serve other people and places and things. But man, I think our biggest relationship is the one with ourselves. And when we're able to fill our cup, we can love better, love ourselves and each other. And it could take a lifetime to figure out what the hell that means. And it's taken me this long. Listen, the fact that I made it to 40 is incredible. And I just wanted to remind myself that I did it. I did it. But I'm hopping on a few planes tomorrow. Holy shit. Yeah. So going back into the vortex and crossing the continent. And yeah, maybe I'm in... Maybe I'm a different person. I don't know. But I'm excited to see those I love. So thank you for listening or watching, whatever it is you're doing. I'd be shocked if you made it this far. But I needed to capture and share that. Take care of yourself and each other.